See It Through by Bevan Catherine, read by Momo Testic. Part 8 of the Pole Dancing AU. Reader's note: this story contains ableist language. Merlin's flat hadn't changed much since Arthur had first stepped foot inside it nearly 2 years ago. There were still bookshelves everywhere, rivaled in number only by the amount of homey clutter throughout it. The old squashy sofa was still in the middle of it all, covered in one of Hoonah's lovingly crafted blankets. One of the only changes to the room was the addition of a second blanket, crocheted last Christmas, and had since become irrevocably known as Arthur's. Arthur allowed that familiarity to seep into him and help him relax as he kicked off his shoes and patted Aethusa obligingly, only half listening to Merlin's rambling as the weight of his work week slowly crept from his shoulders. "Oh my God," Merlin said, suddenly holding up a letter from the mail he'd been rifling through. "Methian and Leon sent us an actual postcard. They are officially the old married couple of the group."
"I think Gwen and Lance still have the upper hand in their department, given that they're actually married," Arthur pointed out.
Merlin tisked. "Gwen and Lance are too prone to grand romantic gestures to be the old couple. They're like the walking love sonnets of the group," he replied, which Arthur certainly couldn't argue with. While Gwen and Lance had continued being the sickeningly sweet couple even after their wedding, Leon and Methian's relationship had quickly developed from club dancing to quiet dinners at their newly shared home, an adopted dog, and joint vacations from which they sent all of their friends cheesy postcards.
"Merlin and Arthur, Milan is beautiful. Myth's family has been great with showing us all the best places. Maybe one day we'll be able to drag you away from the office long enough to visit with us. Best, L&M."
Arthur read aloud, ignoring Merlin's snort at Leon's dig. "I'm just waiting for the day they come back married," Merlin sighed with a fond smile at the card. "Gwen's wrath at being denied wedding planning privileges will be epic."
"You underestimate Leon's love for weddings," Arthur said, but the rest of the conversation was cut short when Merlin's mobile went off.
Arthur rolled his eyes when he saw the caller.
"What on earth does Helen want?"
"No idea. Probably another lesson she wants to skive off on me." Merlin rolled his eyes, but swiped his thumb to answer the call anyway, putting it on speaker so Arthur could hear too. "Hey, Helen."
"Merlin!"
Helen's voice came through.
"Guess what I have in my hand right now?"
Merlin replied. "Your phone?"
"Don't be cheeky. It's an invitation for you,"
Helen said with the air of someone revealing a long-awaited surprise. Judging by Merlin's expression, though, he was as clueless as Arthur.
Good.
Who's having a party?"
Helen huffed.
"It's not a party, smartars. It's for internationals. You made internationals."
"Are you shitting me?" Merlin half laughed, one hand coming up to press against his mouth as Helen laughed.
"No, I swear, you did it."
Over the phone, and he really did laugh then. A full-bodied guffaw that made his eyes crinkle and his face light up, and Arthur absolutely had to kiss him.
"Congratulations,"
he murmured, not bothering to hide his wide smile. Merlin laughed again against his lips.
"Fuck, I can't believe it!"
"Believe it?"
Helen piped up, followed by the sound of paper rustling.
"Dear Mr. Emrys, the International Committee of Pole Dancing Performance is pleased to invite you to our 2013 International Competition. You are recognized for your admirable accomplishments. Blah, blah, blah. Hope you will join us in Sydney, Australia this fall. It's all real."
"Fuck," Arthur whistled, turning to share a grin with Merlin. Merlin, however, was staring at the phone again. "Australia," he murmured, a brief shadow passing over his face before Helen spoke again.
"We'll have to talk about adjusting your training schedule. Maybe you should come in and we can review your routines."
"Maybe some other time, Helen. I'm afraid I have my own plans for him tonight,"
Arthur interrupted, wrapping an arm around Merlin and tucking him closer. Helen, predictably, giggled.
"You drive a hard bargain, Pendragon.
she flirted, the fluttering eyelashes practically audible over the phone.
"Tomorrow he's all yours," Arthur promised. "Have a nice evening, Helen."
He reached over to end the call. Merlin continued to say nothing until Arthur had turned and started kissing up his neck, murmuring,
"So, Mr. Internationals, how do you propose we celebrate?"
Merlin snorted, but let his eyes fall closed rather than meet Arthur's gaze. "I don't know about you, but I won't be up for any celebrating until after dinner."
"I can manage that," Arthur nodded, placing one more kiss to the side of Merlin's neck before stepping back. "No, you stay out here," he said when Merlin made to follow. "Then it's my responsibility tonight."
"Is this a celebration or a threat?" Merlin asked.
Arthur swatted at him, but wasn't surprised when Merlin dodged it. "Out, before I change my mind."
Merlin went, and Arthur turned to survey his options. He had just set water on to boil for a pasta when he heard music come on from the back room, one of the songs he'd seen Merlin perform to before. He hummed quietly to himself as he worked until he set the finished pasta on the table. In a fit of celebration, he salvaged a lone candlestick from the depths of Merlin's kitchen and placed it in the middle before heading towards the back room.